بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We have started with the second chapter, and that is on Tawbah. And we read that it is compulsory that a person makes Tawbah, and we should make Tawbah istighfar also regularly. We should see that that is in our lives also. And we had discussed that if the guna that we have committed is between us and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then there are three conditions for the Tawbah to be correct. The one is we must come out of that guna. We must not be in that guna when we're making Tawbah. Secondly, that we realize that we have done what we had done was wrong. That we had committed a guna, we must admit that to Allah Ta'ala. And thirdly, that we make this firm resolution that in future I will not commit that guna. Ulama explained that though we know even in our mind and hearts that we are so weak, we will still commit that guna. But at that time, we must make this resolve in our hearts that I will never commit this guna again. When we have done that, then Allah Ta'ala forgives that guna and it is wiped out from our records. After that, we should not even ever think of that guna again. It's finished, Allah has forgiven it and it's over. The only time ulama say that we should think of our gunas is when pride comes in us again. Shaitan brings us that I'm gone very pious now, I'm righteous, I'm better than other people. At that time we should think that I'm that person with all so many gunas. How can I be better than other people? Otherwise, we are created to remember Allah Ta'ala. We are not created to remember our gunas. We should be continuously engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Then, however, وَإِنْ كَانَتِ الْمَعْصِيَّةُ تَتَعَلَّكُ بِعَادَمِيٍّ. And if the guna that we have committed is connected with any other person, with a fellow person, we have committed a guna. فَشُرُوتُهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ. Then there are four conditions that we have to fulfill in order for our tawbah to be correct. هَذِهِ الثَّلَاثَةُ. These three gunas, these three conditions which have been mentioned. That firstly, we come out of that guna. For example, we backbited about somebody. So the first thing is to come out of it, we stop backbiting. Secondly, we realize that what I've done, I shouldn't have spoken about my brother, about my sister in this way, I've done wrong. And thirdly, that we determined I won't do it again. So those three conditions. And then the fourth, وَأَيْ يَبْرَعَ مِنْ حَقِّ صَاحِبِهَا. And that a person must absolve himself from that person. That is, he must ask that person for forgiveness. He must go to that person. If it is money matters, then he must correct it. Pay that person back his money, etc. So in this way, he must correct himself. He must absolve himself. If he can't pay him, he must ask him for mu'afi. But otherwise, he will have to pay that person whatever he owes him. Otherwise, he will be taken to task for that on the day of Qiyamah. فَإِنْ كَانَتْ مَالًا أَوْ نَحْوَهُ رَدَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. If it is wealth, money, etc. that he had taken from that person. No matter who it is, if we are the bosses, we didn't pay our workers properly. We have to find out and pay them. If we were workers, employees, and we took money from our employers, then we have to go and ask them for maaf. If it is, for example, the time of death that we had taken, and today that is very common, the amount of time we spend on cell phones, etc. So much so that even a teacher, in whichever category he may be, if he's not giving his time and is busy on cell phones, etc., then we have to correct all those matters also. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ حَدَّ كَذْبٍ أَوْ نَحْوَهُ مَكَّنَهُ مِنْهُ أَوْ طَلَبَ أَفْوَهُ. And if it is that he slandered that person in any way, he spoke bad about him, he slandered him, then he must go. Then he must now allow that person to do that in retaliation to him. He, for example, swore at him. then he must ask him, you swear me back. He hit that person, you hit me back again. How much I did to you, so much you do to me again. And these things really we don't even think of, and even if we think of it, we won't ever dream of doing it. Whereas to correct all these matters, and if we read the lives of our pious elders, no matter what their position was, even what we call worldly type of people, they went and correct their matters. And if we cannot do that, that we tell that person that you hit me back, I hit you, I gave you one slap, you give me one slap. I kicked you, you kick me. If we can't do that, then we ask him for forgiveness. And in this also, a person will have to humble that person in front of that other person to ask him for forgiveness. And in here also is that if a person realizes this, then he will not speak badly, he won't swear at people, he won't accuse them, he won't fight with them, he won't hit them, because he knows that now that they'll have to do that back to him. So this will also help him tremendously in correcting himself. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ غِيبَةً أَسْتَحَلَّهُ مِنْهَا. And if it is ghibat he made of that person, then he must go and ask him maaf. I made your ghibat, I ask you maaf. But ulama have explained, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali said, when that person you backbited about and he comes to know about it, then it is necessary you go and ask him for maaf. If he did not come to know and you go and tell him now, now it will cause him pain. And the object of all this is that don't cause pain, inconvenience, hurt to any person. So when you tell him, now he'll come to know, now he'll feel upset. So if he did not know, then ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive one, make isali sawab for him. Read three times Qul Huwallah, for example. Pass the sawab to him. Do any other good deed and pass the sawab so that that can be recompensated in that way. وَيَجِبُ أَن يَتُوبَ مِنْ جَمِيعِ الذُّنُوبِ. Then after that discussion of guna that are between fellow people, further it is said, it is compulsory that we make tawbah of all our gunas, or whether it is with Allah Ta'ala, whether it is with fellow people. فَإِنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْضِهَا صَحَّتْ تَوْبَتُهُ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الذَّنْبِ. If we make tawbah from some sins, then that will be correct, and the other sins will be still upon us. فَإِنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْضِهِ صَحَّتْ تَوْبَتُهُ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الذَّنْبِ وَبَقِيَ عَلَيْهِ الْبَاقِي. And the gunas that he did not make tawbah from, they will still remain on him. It isn't like a businessman, some bad debts, after some years he writes them off, now they are finished. With Allah, till we don't make tawbah, those debts, those gunas are upon us. Not that they are forgotten, so they are not there anymore. They are still there. So the best is that we make tawbah from all our gunas. We tell Allah the gunas I know about and I don't know about. Ya Allah, you forgive me all my gunas. And the gunas we remember, and when a person goes into that mode and that frame of mind, that when I was a young boy, when I was at school, I was at varsity, at college, what were gunas I committed? When I was young, all those gunas we ask Allah Ta'ala, it is compulsory that we have them forgiven. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, it is too terrible to even think about. وَقَدْ تَظَاهَرَتْ دَلَائِلُ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَإِجْمَاعِ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَى وُجُوبِ التَّوْبَةِ. Further, the author says, and it has become very clear from the clear proofs of the Quran and Hadith that the whole Ummah is agreed that to make tawbah is also a faraz upon us. Like we understand, I have to make my faraz namazes, I have to keep my faraz rozas. To make tawbah is also compulsory upon us. And perhaps, unfortunately, many of us don't think of it as a duty to make tawbah. Tawbah must be part and parcel of our daily lives. Istighfar and tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And we are in that category that we have to make tawbah of our ibadat also. We spoil our ibadat, like now we made farad, fajr, but how did we make it? If we have to think what concentration we had. So lot of weaknesses. So Tawbah Istighfar is more compulsory upon us also. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand this and fulfill all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala.